It's the third day of the third month of 2014. Happy you're taking 10 minutes for CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. It was a tumultuous weekend in Ukraine. We've told you about protests in the capital, Kiev, that led to the ouster of Ukraine's president last month. Most of those protesters want their country to have closer ties with Europe. But many Ukrainians, like their ousted president, want closer ties with Russia. And one region where support for Russia is strong is Crimea. It's in southern Ukraine. It's where most residents identify themselves as Russian. And it's where what were assumed to be Russian troops came into Ukraine over the weekend and took control of the Crimean Peninsula, according to the U.S. The troops surrounded three Ukrainian military bases. There wasn't any combat, but the U.S. calls this an act of Russian aggression and says Russia is breaking international law by sending troops to Ukraine. Russia says there's no open confrontation here, but that it has the right to defend its people and interests in Ukraine.
Time for the shout-out. What's the most populated state in the U.S.? If you think you know it, shout it out. Is it Florida, Texas, New York, or California? You've got 3 seconds. Go. With around 38 million residents, California is far and away the most populated state in the U.S. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
It's been a season of extremes for residents of Southern California. While other parts of the country were shivering under snow, ice, and bitter cold, areas near Los Angeles have been parched by drought. Windy, dry conditions fostered the spread of wildfires, and when rain finally came from a recent storm system, there wasn't much vegetation left to soak it up, so that meant mudslides. Thankfully, no deaths have been reported because of the rain and mudslides, but the drought's been so bad that the storms barely made a dent in water levels. Much of the rain is streaming back out to sea, and water reservoirs are still at minimum levels. Even a forecast for more rain isn't good news for some folks.
It happened in minutes. Fire-scorched land couldn't hold the rain. So mud poured down from the Glendora foothills below.
It's havoc. It's bad. It's bad. It hasn't been this bad in a long time. It wasn't like this 20 minutes ago.
They're getting out while they can.
But you're not taking anything with you? Just grabbing your dog?
Yeah, we got my laptop. I don't need too many things. Everything's going to be fine. It's all replaceable.
Just a couple inches of rain, and you can see the effect here when the ground, which is burned by the fire, can't hold all of this. And something you'll notice, the debris, it shows it's been scarred by wildfire.
We need to make some plans to help get you out, okay?
Yeah. 1,000 homes are under a mandatory evacuation order because they sit below these scorched hills. 2 months ago, it was wildfire. Today, mud into their pools and backyards. California has been in drought for months. The sudden rain caught some by surprise. Two people were found stranded in a tree trying to escape the rising water of the Los Angeles River. Take a closer look. It's not just people, but they're two dogs. You can see the rescuers, the Los Angeles firefighters, as they carefully move the frightened animals out of the tree, one by one, to the nearby rescue boat. And there's more rain coming. Just bad news for Kim and Dennis Kralik. They chose not to listen to the mandatory evacuation order. They're one road in and out, too covered in mud to drive.
Because you can't get out.
No, not right now. Until they clear this, we're stuck here.
What has Mother Nature been like the last couple of months for you?
What? We had fire, drought, and now torrential rain.
Wind.
So, yeah, pretty much everything.
Yeah, we've hit all four elements at this point. I think we're done at this point with any more crazy storms.
There may not be much we can do about the weather, but we do a pretty good job of keeping track of it. NASA has teamed up with Japan's Aerospace Exploration Agency to launch a satellite that'll track rain and snow. It's called the Global Precipitation Measurement Corps Observatory. And if that sounds like an advanced name, it's a pretty advanced satellite. It's designed to circle the Earth every hour and a half, observe where it's raining, and send that info back to scientists every 3 hours. It can tell the difference between rain, ice, and snowfall, and the different amounts of each. And it'll help researchers keep track of the global climate and its water cycle. This is not a cheap project. The satellite cost NASA $933 million. It's designed to last at least 3 years.